Things going pretty well for the North Central Missouri College Pirates game that we had on our sister station, Z101.7, last Saturday. Beat Metropolitan Community College. You might recognize them if you're an old-school Pirate fan as Penn Valley. He has a big game. 100-90 was the victory. Came back against Peru State College JV, 90-67 victory on Tuesday. And we were talking about this St. Louis team off the air with Coach E. I don't know who's better between St. Louis and Metropolitan, Coach, but when they played Metropolitan, they beat them by 15, and we know how good Metropolitan was from last Saturday. So another big game, another big region game coming up this Saturday at 4 against St. Louis.
Yeah, you know, it's another one, and both teams are really good this year. I think it might have even been 25, to be honest. I think it was 87-62.
Wow.
So St. Louis, much improved, and they were good last year, but just have a lot of height inside, and I thought Metropolitan is much improved, and they're a really good team. And so, we're going to get challenged these Saturday for sure in these next couple of weeks. And, we got to be tough. We got to be smart. But St. Louis is a very, very good team. Once we started watching the film on them, they just keep impressing us. So,
as far as this region goes, yeah just record-wise, and certainly – just passing the eye test, Metropolitan passed that last week. We know how good your team is. Yeah, St. Louis beating Metropolitan by 25 is an eye-opener. But what it tells me is that more important than ever is getting that number one seed for that postseason tournament and winning these games, because it's going to be really hard to beat these teams back-to-back nights down in Jeff City.
Oh, yes, agreed. Both teams are really strong and deep and physical, and so back-to-back nights it'll be a tough battle. So it's definitely something that this year more than any probably is going to be advantageous to try to get that one seed.
You had about 6 or 7 minutes at the start of that Metropolitan game, Coach, last Saturday. That's about as good as you played this year. You really came out of the chute really well against Metropolitan.
Yeah, we were happy with how we came out and looked pretty good, and need to find ways to continue that, but shot it well and played at a great pace and played pretty good defense to start off, which helped us get that lead, and luckily we were able to maintain that lead. But yeah, for sure, you're exactly right. The first 5 or 10 minutes was really fun to watch our guys do what they do.
There's a human nature that's involved that when you get a big lead, you don't want to, but I think it's kind of that human nature. You take your foot off the accelerator a little bit, and then you kind of wake up and you go, man, Metropolitan's within 7 or 8. We got to get this thing back. Kind of the same thing, the great teams are the one that, whether it's Metropolitan or whether it's the Peru State JV, you play at the same intensity, but it's hard to get the team to that point, isn't it?
It sure is. It sure is, and it's hard to stay at that as well. You think like, oh, we're just gonna stay at that 100% all the time, but it's hard to maintain that. And there will be ebbs and flows with everything and all that. But you'd like to think, oh, we're just gonna go that hard all the time. Well, realistically, that's probably not possible and stuff. And we do have high expectations in that regard, but. So we got to figure out ways to maintain that longer and be more stable, and then also find ways to, make the other team play bad. I think that's pretty important, too, is, it's one thing for us to play good, but, hopefully we can pride ourselves on making the other team play bad.
There are a lot of reasons you won Saturday, Coach, and I think I think most would look at it and kind of start with Cam Bevel, and we'll talk about him a little bit. Let me go to the combination of Carlton Thomas and Dampier Evans. They scored the ball pretty well Saturday, but I thought just physically rebounding, being forces inside the paint, that 1-2 duo was really good at the Ketchum Center against the Wolves.
They sure were. They sure were, and I thought they did a great job of getting rebounds for us. We were really concerned with giving up offensive rebounds and really concerned with their height and stuff and physicality and Dampier and Carlton did a great job. I thought Jamal Davis came in late, did some really good things defensively. Eric Calcutt did some stuff. And we're going to need our bigs to be that good the rest of the way. And so, those guys really set the tone, especially rebounding-wise for us.
It sounds like with St. Louis, we talked for years about the fact that with Coach Collins in charge, they're generally the toughest defensive team in region, along with just one of the best defensive teams in the country. They love to hold people at 50, 60 points, something like that. But it sounds like just from that firepower and getting athletes who can get up and down the floor and fill the net, they have that going with that kind of philosophy too this year.
Yeah, you know, I think they got kind of best of both worlds. You know, sometimes they would slow it down offensively, which would obviously help their defense and stuff because there wasn't as many possessions. But, you know, watching film on them this year, though, they're not afraid to get out and go. They rebounded well. They'll push it well. They have athletes on the wings. They got athletes down low. They shoot it okay from outside. So, yeah, they're, you know, they're a little different than years past where he's probably reined them in a little bit. And really made them work their offense and all that. And this year, you know, they can still execute their offense and do great with that, but he's letting them run as well, which can be scary.
When I saw Cam Bevel the first time last year, Coach, I thought, you know, he's going to be a nice guard for Coach Esri and is going to provide some depth to the team, get some bench minutes. We'll see what happens by the time he gets to a sophomore. He's a really good player as a sophomore, Coach. His back-to-back games against Metropolitan and Peru State College, how special were they in your eyes?
You know, Cam comes in, puts in the work, and, you know, he can be a little sporadic at times and a little, sometimes maybe a little bit out of control, but end of the day, we know that his intentions are there, and, you know, when he's shooting the ball well, and luckily for us, he's been shooting the ball pretty good the last couple of games, he's just so dynamic in so many ways and can do a lot, and then you add that you got to respect his three-point shot and all that, and then he can get downhill. He's been really, really good for us.
Yeah, the weather wasn't great. Obviously, it's snowing during the Metropolitan game outside. Chiefs are playing the Jaguars at the same time. So that kept the crowd size down a little bit, but I want to give a shout-out to the Pirate fans that are there because it wasn't a huge crowd, but that place was noisy. There was a buzz in that place with you guys playing Metropolitan.
There certainly was, you know. Yeah, and for good reason, we didn't have the crowds we normally have and stuff, and you know, without a girls game and then with the Chiefs game and then with the snowy weather, you know, there was a lot of reasons to stay home and all that stuff. But yeah, you're right, like it got pretty close second half late, and you know, kudos to our fans. We appreciate you guys a ton for getting loud and getting some defensive chance rolling and just being there for us and supporting us. So that was nice to see on such a, you know, busy and snowy day.
Well, as you kind of reminisce about that second half, Coach, obviously Metropolitan got the lead a couple of times with about 5-6 minutes to go, and I really can't remember off the top of my head. What were the things that you can remember that kind of flipped things back really quickly to you guys over the last 4 or 5 minutes?
Yeah, just buckling down and getting stops and not letting them to the rim. You know, I thought we gave up some layups in transition. We gave up some half-court stuff where we just weren't overly tough down low, and we struggled with that. And so, you know, I thought when we needed stops, we buckled down and we got stops. And then offensively, we just kept getting downhill. I think we were in the bonus really early against them, and we just, you know, handled the pressure and applied our own pressure offensively and got downhill and made some free throws.
That JV from Peru State, and I know 90-67 looks like a pretty convincing victory on Tuesday, but as I was looking at the score sheet from that one, they played you tough. I think you're up by 5 or 6 at the half. You controlled it in the second half, but sounds like that Peru State College team that came in Tuesday was pretty difficult to handle.
They had Highland down at halftime. They had Iowa Western down at halftime. They've played some really good junior colleges really close this year. Lost by four to Southwestern, 10-point game at halftime to KCK. So they're really good, and you know, after a huge win on Saturday, you know, we were expecting that we had to come in and play really hard because we were going to get their best effort, and they certainly gave us that and opened our eyes. And in second half, we were able to kind of stretch a lead. But yeah, it was certainly closer than the ending score indicates.
Last question here, Coach. As you get ready for the St. Louis game on Saturday, you get the guys in the locker room in that 3:30 hour, about half hour before the game. What's going to be kind of top of your list on the chalkboard to tell the guys we got to do this if we want to get a W against this team?
Yeah, and I do want to encourage everybody to come out early if they can and be here around 3:30 because it is our sophomore night, and you know, this is the first time we've done it, at least since I've been here, where it's just a single game. So doing things a little different, but we'll honor our sophomores right at 3:30, and then we'll get our warm-up in and do all that stuff. But You know, the locker room talk is going to be about the sacrifices that our sophomores have made for 2 years in this program, and you know, how they've helped this program advance, and how we need to not only play for them but play for ourselves, and send them out on a good note on their last home Saturday game at the Ketchum Center. So, you know, and then when we get more in depth and we talk about the strategy and stuff for the game, we just have to be tougher. We got to play tougher. We got to be mentally tougher. You know, we have to rebound the basketball. I think that's the number one key, because they're a really good offensively rebounding team. They love to bang down low. We just have to be tough down low. And then, you know, as it is always with the St. Louis team, we have to play it with our pace, not let them dictate it. We have to handle their pressure defensively, because they do a great job with that. And, you know, and just calm down and play basketball. That's the most important thing. Have fun with it. Embrace the challenge, and, you know, hopefully we'll come out on top.
I'll say this tongue-in-cheek, because I'm looking at your road trips in February. Three of them are on Saturday, and I won't even mention the teams. Folks that are familiar with JUCO, you go to Beatrice, you go to Kansas City, you go to Ottumwa, and you go to St. Louis. So I don't know if that's fun necessarily. It's fun if you win, but the challenges are going to be there, getting on the bus and playing well in February.
Yeah, super challenging February for us. And, you know, we've been home all January, so we got used to getting back on the road. But, yeah, super challenging February for us, and hopefully that's going to prep us to make a run in late February, early March in our region tournament.
Outstanding, Coach. We'll see you Saturday at the Ketchum Community Center. Good luck against St. Louis.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thank you.